It's a funny game, footy. Dane Zorko's got no issues with coaches at the moment because Chris Fagan's doing a hell of a job. The captain of the Brisbane Lions joins us around the grounds from Queensland. Good morning, Dane.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Going very well, thank you. We're so close. You came hard again, you blokes. Why do you put yourselves in the position where you've got to chase so often, though, Dane?
Yeah, you're right. Wish we had the answers. No, we do. We reviewed the tape pretty heavily yesterday and had a look at especially that second quarter where I think the scoring was 47-20 and we had a really good look at what broke down there and that was the gap and it's extremely hard chasing against quality teams as all teams are in the AFL and we're constantly having those lapses in quarters and teams are getting a run on and now it's and the next growth for us is minimalising that.
Are you really fit? Because that, I mean, you do it so often, you're able to finish games so strongly. Is it a fitness thing, or is it a style of play where it's a bit more bold and daring?
I think it's a combination of both. I don't know whether it's nerves or what seems to be the issue, but we raised it yesterday that you know maybe we just play our game style when we know we're 4 or 5 goals down and we have to score. But when it starts getting tighter, we don't play with that same sort of bold and flair that got us in the position to actually win the game. And that's something we certainly looked at yesterday as well. So, I mean, it could just be as simple as a mindset and shifting that mindset, which is a very difficult thing to do, but something we're working on.
We were actually talking about you guys yesterday about how you can look at it two ways, that one, you're leaving your run too late and all that sort of thing, but the positive about it is that when you are 5 goals down, I reckon other teams, and I reckon your team last year, might have dropped your bundle a little bit. But you continue to stay in games. You're not giving up, which I think is really good for your sort of long-term culture.
Yeah, definitely. It's a great character of our group is not throwing the towel in. We want to play the full 120 minutes, and we've been able to do that for the majority of the year. I think Richmond's probably the game that sticks out in mind that probably didn't happen, but apart from that, we feel like we've been fairly competitive in all 4 quarters of our game and we've stayed in the hunt. We've stayed in games and given ourselves an opportunity to actually work back into it and be an opportunity to win games, which we haven't really been in the previous years.
Zork, so further to that point, I guess the fitness and your ability to play so well up at the Gabatoir, do you guys actually say, you know, it's an advantage, the heat up there? Because the Kangaroos look absolutely spent in the end.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully we'll be requesting a few more 110 games in the middle of winter because it's been quite hot up here in recent weeks. But absolutely, we train in it all pre-season in similar sort of heat. So we certainly see it as an advantage for us. And I guess the North Melbourne as well, they had a double travel as well. They went to Tasmania the week before and then to come up to the Gabba. So we knew we had a slight advantage over them in that sense. But, you know, it was just a 4-quarter effort that we just lacked in 5-6 minutes to probably cost us the game.
No, I just thought it might be something you guys at 3-quarter time, you hear sides who come in at 3-quarter time and think they've got the physical edge, whether it is mentioned when you're playing up there at the Gabba that, you know, the heat will be getting a hold of a side.
Yeah, we do mention that. Absolutely. Fage is really good with mentioning elements and that might advantage us. But at the end of the day, we've still got to go out and perform and get our process right, and we weren't able to do that well enough in the last quarter. Yes, we had opportunities to do it, but there were so many other opportunities throughout the game that we cost ourselves. So, yeah, the heat can be a bit of an issue for teams travelling, but we've still got to go out and perform our game plan and get it done. We just can't be banking on the elements.
Two-part question. What did you talk to Cam Rayner about, and how could have you handled that situation differently?
I just went up to Cam because I had a rough idea with how long to go. I think I said there was about 50 seconds to go on the clock. Take your time, do your routine, forget the scoreboard, just go out and kick the goal. And I've turned my back and it's played on. So I was, I couldn't believe it. I turned around and I saw this ball float through. I was like, oh no. but that was sort of my thinking behind it was if he takes his full 30 seconds, if we kick a goal, North Melbourne has really got to get a play that's going to be absolutely perfect to win the game. And look, it's just a learning experience for Cam. He understands that. We went through it yesterday with him, and he totally agrees it. And it's not so much about Cam; it's about anyone now in that situation. Take the time off the clock, go through your routine, and give it your best shot at kicking the goal. And I think the whole team will learn from that.
So it's interesting that you talked about the sort of taking a little bit more time and getting that composure. Was there any issue in the round the body kick or the snap kick as opposed to the drop punt?
Well, I didn't know he was going to do it, to be honest. But I think from that position, you'd certainly contemplate doing the banana kick. There's no doubt about that. Cam obviously felt like he was confident in doing that kick, which is absolutely fine. I guess the argument is that he kicked two beautiful drop punt goals earlier on in the game and didn't look quite missing. So, I mean, there's your argument there. But if Cam feels comfortable kicking that kick, I've got no issue with him taking that shot. I think most players would probably take that banana from that situation.
Yeah, because I was going to ask about that, is what would be the percentage and what would you do in that situation? Would you kick the drop punt or would you open the angle?
Hard to put myself in that situation. If it was during the game and not with 30 seconds to go, I'd absolutely run around and take the banana. But, I mean, with 30 seconds to go, 40 seconds to go, whatever it is, I'd probably milk the clock for as long as I could and probably just go through my routine and have a go at the drop punt. But until you're in that situation, it's very difficult to know.
Kick the drop punt.
Hey, can I just say, while we're talking to Dane, on the weekend, Dane Zorko.
Yes.
35 disposals,
yes.
2 goals,
yes.
10 tackles,
yes.
15 contested possessions,
yes.
9 clearances, 5 inside 50s.
He's very good, this fellow. We know this. Hmm.
But he does this on a regular basis. Oh,
I know this.
It amazes me the numbers you rack up, Dane. You've had a great year after that little patch at the start. Congratulations on what you're doing.
No, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Just before we let you go, it's not an interview without speaking about the male model.
He's right in front of me. He turned around, he started laughing, he knew.
Oh, yeah, he'd be smiling. He'd be looking like one of those clowns at the circus at the show where you stick the ping pong balls in the mouth. That's how he does it.
Yeah.
But 13 marks, he's just settling in as a key defender. Has he just got a little bit of extra strut as he comes into the club these days?
Yeah, he does, and he's pretty happy with his work. He wasn't happy with the first half, but he certainly fixed it up in the second half. And you're right, that strut and that clown ping pong mouth is nice and wide this morning. He's very happy with himself.
Well, that mouth with the ping pong balls and the big thatch, it's a good look for me. I'm picturing something very, very sexy up there in Brisbane this morning. Zorks, great to have you as always, mate. The Pies this weekend, always a good challenge at Etihad Stadium. I look forward to seeing you in action this weekend.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.